We do not mention or discuss specific titles and authors of publications other than Essanon, SA, Al-Anon, or AA conference-approved literature. We leave our other identities outside the discussions, other 12-step programs, issues, philosophies, religions, therapies, and occupations. We speak about and from the Essanon point of view. Please be aware that recording of this international convention breakout session will be distributed widely. If you wish to share at this meeting and would like to protect your anonymity, instead of stating your first name, you may say, "Name withheld in the spirit of Tradition 12, or choose to share at a meeting that is not recorded." Okay. That's your unpaid political announcement about the recorded meeting. Well, all who care to join me in a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Hi, I'm Nancy from Naples, Florida, previously from Nashville, Tennessee.
Nancy.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm going to go ahead and read the Essanon welcome. This is the first meeting, so I want to welcome you all. We welcome you to the International Convention and hope that in this fellowship you will find the help and friendship that we have been privileged to enjoy. We would like you to feel that we understand, as perhaps few can. We too were lonely and frustrated. But here we have found that there is no situation too difficult to be bettered and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. The Essanon family groups consist of relatives and friends of sexaholics who realize that by banding together, they can better solve their common problems. We urge you to try our program. Without spiritual help, living with or having lived with a sexaholic is too much for most of us. We become nervous, irritable, and unreasonable. Our thinking becomes confused, and our perspective becomes distorted. Rarely have we seen a person who is not greatly benefited by working the Essanon program. The 12 steps of Essanon, which we try to follow, are not easy. At first, we may think that some of them are unnecessary, but if we are honest, open-minded, and willing to apply the principles of the 12 steps to our lives, we find that the benefits can be limitless, including God's gift of serenity. Topic: keep an open mind. Are we ready to keep an open mind? Mine used to be like this, but it's not anymore. I'll talk a little bit about myself and my entrance into the Essanon program and how I was not open-minded at all. You know, how do you work the Essanon program? H-O-W. Honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. That's the how of the Essanon program. When I came in, I wasn't exactly honest. I definitely wasn't open-minded, and I was not willing. I was not willing to listen to the people in front of me. I came into Essanon through the back door of Al-Anon. That was my first 12-step program. Back when I came into Essanon, there was no Essanon. We had none of these. We had none of those. Al-Anon didn't have one of these either. Yeah, That's what I am so old, I'm prehistoric. But that's what it was. Essanon just had something called the dilemma and the coetic checklist. That's what we had when we first started the meetings. And I see some of them, I remember those days. So learning, I had to learn to be open-minded. I had to learn to be, you know, I used to hear people say, pray for the willingness to be willing. What a concept, to pray for the willingness. Pray for the willingness to be open-minded. See, I thought I knew everything. The God of my understanding was named Nancy. That's the God of my understanding. So I thought I knew it all, and I thought I knew it all, and how you should do your life, and how you should do your life, and my family, my spouse, my children. I was really willing. That's what I was willing to do, to tell them how to live their lives. What changed? What made me be open-minded? First of all, when I came in and I heard these people talking about slogans, oh, they were so trite. They were so ridiculous. Let go and let God? What kind of slogan is that? I thought it was let go and help God. That was what I wanted to do. Let it begin with me. All these slogans. How important is it? Well, everything was important. Major problems, everything was important. I had to learn to listen to other people. Because when you know it all, you don't have to listen to anybody else. At least that was me. I knew it all, so I don't have to listen to you or you or you or you. I had a bond. Well, they also told me I was so tightly wrapped. Let's put it that way. When I came in, I was told I needed a sponsor. Me? I was told I needed a sponsor. People kept saying, Nancy, do you have a sponsor? Nancy, do you have a sponsor? Nancy, do you have a sponsor? And finally, there was a lady in my group. She was much older than I was. I used to be young at one point in my life. And I went up to her one day, and I asked if she would be my sponsor. And she said yes. And so people asked, Nancy, do you have a sponsor? Yes, I do. Nancy, do you have a sponsor? Well, yes, I do. No one ever asked me if I ever called my sponsor. Nobody. Nobody asked that question, because the answer would have been no. I never called her. I eventually got another sponsor, and it worked out much better for me. But being open-minded, being willing to be open-minded, to look at this Essanon program and say, well, other people have done it. They've done it. Well, maybe I should listen. Maybe there's something to these trite, stupid slogans. Maybe I can do it. I had to be sick and tired of being sick and tired before I was willing to be open-minded. And I hope you guys can circumvent that long period that I went through and be able to say, well, maybe these people, maybe they have got something. I wanted what my sponsor had. And she said to me, Nancy, it's going to take time. But not only is it going to take time, it took effort on my part, a lot of effort, to be able to be open-minded enough to listen to my sponsor. And when I was open-minded enough, I heard. My ears were open also. My mind had to be open. My ears had to be open. My mouth had to be open. So I could repeat what others had taught me. So right now, I'm going to ask
Ellen.
Mm-hmm. To read from Courage to Change.
We'll change seats.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Courage to Change, page 147, May 26th. I have often tried to avoid repeating mistakes by making strict rules for my behavior. Although I can learn from experience, I can't plan for every situation that might happen in the future. Trying to do so only limits my options. When I get lost in such limited thinking, Essanon reminds me to keep an open mind. I'm glad it does, because I am constantly changing. I continually need to let go of old ideas when they no longer work for me. If I don't get too attached to any one way to approach life, I adjust to change with a lot less stress and strain. As I practice keeping an open mind, I tend to cross paths with people who are also flexible in their thinking, and we help each other to see more clearly. As a friend says, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. Today's reminder. As I grow, I continue to learn and to unlearn, replacing old ideas with new ones and reclaiming others that had been cast aside. Today, I welcome this flow of information that will nourish and replenish me as I become more fully myself. To keep our faces toward change and behave like free spirits in the presence of fate is strength undefeatable. And that is a quote by Helen Keller.
Please remember that this is a recorded meeting, and Essanon distributes members' recordings to carry the message in the spirit of the 12th step. Members share from their own experience and do not represent Essanon as a whole. We encourage listeners to take what you like and leave the rest. Because our common welfare comes first, here are the guidelines for sharing during our meeting. Please come to the front of the room if you would like to share. Even if you wouldn't like to share, you have to. Please remember, there is no crosstalk. That is, we share with the group as a whole rather than addressing comments or questions to individual members. We limit the length of our sharing so that everyone here will have a chance to speak. Our purpose in sharing is to discuss ourselves, not the sexaholic. Is anyone willing to be a timekeeper? Okay, I think 2 minutes. Thank you so much. And do you have a noisemaker, or are you just going to raise your hand? I'll tell you what, would you mind coming and sitting up here? Oh, she's so... good. Appreciate that. And whoever would like to share, please come up now, and we'll sort of sit in the back, and then when it's your turn, you could sit in front of this microphone. And I don't mind calling people up. I really don't. I really don't. So someone has to be number one. Thank you.
Go ahead. Let me know.
Okay. Hi, I'm Deborah H. Been in Essanon about 2 years. It's funny, I'm from the state, but I live on the East Coast now, and I used to think I'm so open-minded because I'm from here. And when my qualifier recommended I come to a 12-step meeting, I was arrogant, and I thought I had an open mind. And I was kind of angry. I'm like, I was typical, this is your problem, not my problem. And I came, and I had been to a couple other in my history, but I was defiant, and I decided I would go to the sixth meeting. The sixth meeting ended up in a marathon, and I ended up meeting my sponsor there. And so it was humbling, but it was just funny because I was so, you know, defiant. So, and as you're saying, I had all the similar thoughts, which you gave a great testimony. I can relate to a lot of it. So very grateful to Essanon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Vicki from Tennessee, and I'm bouncing off the walls. I'm just so happy to see everybody here from all over the world. People I've met on Zoom. My home group is a Zoom group Monday through Friday, and it's called Sunlight of the Spirit. You should be there. Open-mindedness was not something I even knew about. I really felt like my ideas were great. I thought of them. So that's what everybody should do. I was the fifth of five boys and two girls. First girl, I was rotten. I just really got my way all the time. I married a man who gave me my way all the time, and I was never satisfied, never. And when I came in the rooms and you guys started telling me to feel my feelings, I'm like, what does that mean? And that's when I started learning about open-mindedness. And I know a lot of people think the slogans are trite, but not me. I'm a la-la person. I'm not a ducks in a row. I work with a lot of ducks in a row, which I love all y'all. But la-la-la, you know, this too shall pass. I hated that when I first got told that over and up, this too shall pass. But let go and let God live and let live. The serenity prayer. These things are so meaningful to me today that it's like a kiss from God when I think, you know, keep practicing to those slogans over and over and over again. First things first, you know, act as if, of course, I thought, you know, that's just like wearing a mask, and I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not a fake person. Well, at the time, you know, I could remember that I had days where I paid for my tan, I wore blue contacts, I colored my hair, and, you know, I'm like, ugh. Okay, maybe I do wear a mask sometimes, but it really, the thing about the reading in the book said, you know, if you act as if you're kind and gentle, it's a miracle. You become kind and gentle. Thanks for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary.
As was shared earlier, I came in the program thinking I was so open-minded. And then I, for talking about slogans, listen, learn for a long time and discovered how my perfectionism and other things kept my mind closed. Like, I know how to do it, and I know how to do it perfectly. And I know how to do it perfectly for you, and you, and you, and you. So it was something that I had lived my whole life, but when I came into program and became humble enough to listen and learn, then I was able to open up and learn little by little. Not all at one time, although that's what I wanted to do. Just kept coming back to meetings and listening to Essanon women and men who are so strong in dealing with this common problem that we have. So, and after listening to him, there was so much hope there. Essanon for me is all about hope, living one day at a time, and having hope for a future is what helped bring me serenity. So, I think that I do have to still, I've been in the program for quite a few years, but I still have to remember that I have to always be open-minded to new people and new ways of doing things and all of that. So I am very grateful to be here, excited for this convention. I think this is a great start. So thank you for letting me share.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jerry. Feel very nice to be here. Thank God for Essanon. I came in 1987, and I got really, really lucky. I called Los Angeles. I was sober in AA for 11 years when I knew, I think there's something wrong with my husband. I'm thinking in my head that I think he thinks about sex all the time. And so, I thought, well, I did go to AA, so I knew about central offices, and I was going to call a central office either in Los Angeles or New York. And I thought, well, I'll pick LA because it's closer to Oregon. So I called, and I'm so grateful they had the number. They had the SA number. A woman answered the phone from the AA central office, and I was glad it was a woman. And I said, I've been clean and sober about 10 years, but I think my husband thinks about sex all the time. Just a minute, she said. And I honestly can't remember if she gave me the number or she took my number. I think she took my number because somebody from SA called me that night. And I said, I think I need to talk to your wife. Okay, she's 9 months pregnant. I'll have her call you tomorrow. Thank you. And she called me the very next day and told me 5 things. And with a memory like I've got, it's amazing I can remember it. She said, it's called sexaholism. And when she said it, I could feel my whole body relax. I had a name for it. And I remember relaxing. She says, you've got to quit asking loaded questions. I had just asked one the night before. She said, you got to start going by your gut. Okay. She said that Essanon is a fatal disease. Well, I wasn't suicidal, but every morning I woke up. I didn't want to be awake, and I used to go to bed at night and hope that the next day I wouldn't get up anymore. I just don't want to get up anymore. So when she said that this is a fatal disease, I understood it. And then the last thing she said, you can throw a rock in an AA meeting and hit a sexaholic. I thought, well, that one's true, too. So here I am since 1987. I've never left the program, ever. Thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Rosalie.
Hi, Rosalie.
And I am going to be 5 years in this program, and I am probably the slowest learner ever. It took me for sure for the first year to really believe that I had to do the 12 steps. I couldn't wrap my head around it, you know. I wasn't sick. He was sick. I didn't do anything. He did it. And, you know, but I just, I'm a good listener. I do what I'm told. And I just believed that this program would help me. And so I stuck with it. Yeah, I thought I was open-minded, but I'm not. I'm more open-minded now than I ever was. I certainly wasn't back then because I had all the answers. I knew what to do. It was like I was never wrong. And, yeah, it's not easy. I'm a partner of my qualifier is my partner, and I learned that my father was. So I'm the only one in the program in my family. I wish I could get others in it, but I'm going to stay in it and keep working on it because this has kept me sane. I couldn't do it without you guys. And there's people in this room that know I could not do it without you guys. I still call these people sometimes, you know, several times a week. And I will admit I still need to get some therapy, but this is the most important therapy, and this program works if you work it. And, man, the slogans, oh, they drove me crazy. I thought I was a Tupperware party. Like, are you kidding me? You know? I mean, seriously, people? And now it's like, wow. I mean, they should be taught in school and explained. And, you know, it does. It's simple. It's not easy. and it's a lot of work, and I'm never going to start working it, never going to stop at all. So thanks for letting me be here.
Hi, my name is Janelle, and I'm from Oregon.
Hi,
Janelle. Hi. I came from a very conservative background. I was not taught to be open-minded about anything except what I had been taught all my life. But I left home, and I thought I became more open-minded about things. But all of a sudden, I was confronted with betrayal and behaviors from my husband that how could I possibly be open-minded about this? Had nothing to do in my mind about love, about being married and committed to a partner. And I didn't know what to do with that. I've been in Essanon now for about 12 years. I had to research, find this, and I found SA for my husband, too. That's the way it had to be. It just wasn't going to happen otherwise. So we both joined at about the same time. He joined a couple of weeks before I did because he didn't know. He knew that the meetings were going to be in the same place. He didn't like the idea that maybe these meetings were together and I was going to be in the same room with him. And so I, he went first, and then he let me go. Open-mindedness didn't exist at that time. It took me quite a while to get a sponsor, probably about a year. That woman is, I believe she was, at that time, she was a speaker at a national conference. And it was basically Essanon 101. It was absolutely incredible. And she brought out the idea that, yes, I could be more open-minded about this, that my husband was sick and not a monster. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey from Alaska, and I saw some people like, anyway, open-mindedness. When I first joined SA in March of last year, I was definitely in for a surprise because I was in a meeting with a whole bunch of people that were opposite sex, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? They're all going to look at me funny. Then I went to Sarasota, and my first time I ever went, I cried the first, I mean, I'm just boo-hooing the first time I ever spoke in Sarasota meeting. But for me, open-mindedness is just opening my heart. And that is a hard thing because my heart has 65 locks on it. And I have 64 keys, which means there's a key that's not going to open up one of them. And I have to give that to my higher power who has the master lock key anyway. So for me, it's just a matter of just saying, God, I trust you because I can't trust myself. I can't trust anyone in my world because it's just, you know, been so tarnished. So for me now, it's just open up my heart and saying, God, I trust you. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to embrace the unknown. Is that easy for me? Oh, no, it's not easy at all. It's very difficult because I like to have everything laid out. 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4. I like to have it all. And then all of a sudden my higher power says 1 + 1 = what I want it to equal. And 2 + 2 = what I want it to equal and just be happy with it. And you know what? It all works out. So it's like keep an open mind, trust the process. And guess what? Things tend to work out even when I don't want it to be that way. So with that, I'll pass.
Hi, I'm Julie, and the fact that I'm sitting here and you're seeing me is a miracle because I said I am not coming to California. It is way too far from Ohio. And I absolutely was not planning on coming. And I had the opportunity to go last year to Nashville, and then I was at Sarasota. And it was just like a miracle coming together, you know, airplanes and the expense. And I got a scholarship from my home group to come. But I was absolutely just terrified of flying out here because it's such a long flight and there was this going on in the town. And it's like, I don't know if I can do all that. And I've gone to foreign countries. But coming to Essanon has changed my life so completely. you know, I never thought I'd see the world because of Essanon, but my husband has chosen to, you know, watch from afar and not really work on recovery. And as much as I've tried to encourage him, right? But I learned that I wasn't here. It's not my job to work on him. His sobriety is none of my business. It's his side of the street. And I learned that I was here to work on me, which I was not happy about that because I came here to save the marriage and to save him because of, you know, blah, 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 everything he did. And then I started to really see how much I contributed to the problem because of my behavior and my trying to just manage everybody, the kids, the cats, everything, the jobs, you know, the whoever's cutting the grass today. And when I finally started working the program, it changed me so completely. You would not believe my picture from 4 years ago if you saw me compared to then. And I really feel like I've matured so much. And the miracles just keep coming, and the gifts of the program are true. And it works if you work it. But if coming to meetings and events is awesome, but you have to work the program. Read and do those things on the questions and keep coming back.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Gina from Tennessee. Keep an open mind. What was that? I didn't have one of those, so I couldn't even claim to have that. And everything to me before recovery was black or white. There was no gray area. And then when discovery hit, it was either stay or go. There was nothing in between. I was a fix-it person. Not that I needed fixing. Other people did, so I fixed them. But I guess I was just so desperate and so grief-stricken that when I came to Essanon, I was willing to do whatever I was told to do to get through it. And I did. And it has been the most enriching thing in my life. And when I talk about, I mean, I know it's weird, but the first thing that came to my mind was keep an open mind was, also, before recovery, I only hung out with people like me, people that believe like me and, you know, walk the same walk that I did. And now I hang out with people I would have never gotten the chance to meet if it weren't for Essanon. They look different. They act different. They believe differently. But we have one big thing in common that just binds us all together. And this is the family I choose. And then y'all have enriched my life so much, I cannot even describe it. So thanks for everybody being here.
Hello, I'm Kelly. Hi, and I'm new, so I wanted to introduce myself. Thank you. My husband's my qualifier, and my father, as I've recently learned, and he came to the program over a year ago, and I've gone to a few Essanon meetings, and I heard in the Essanon meetings to go to 15 meetings, so being a little extreme, I was like, I'm going to sign up for the convention, and I'm going to do all 15 of those meetings then, and then I'm really going to find out what's going on. And so that was kind of my plan. So I was upstairs, and before I was coming, and I was praying for an open mind, and then my prayer sounded a little bit like this, which I think qualifies me for being here. It was like, Dear God, please send me a friend. Preferably somebody in AA with long-time sobriety and a long-time marriage. I'd also like this friend to be a professional like me. We could pluck each other's eyebrows and do things together. And I'm going through this list of this friend I want to meet this weekend and these people I want to meet as if I know what I need. And so just sitting here in this, you know, meeting and hearing, having an open mind, I really don't have an open mind because I don't know what I need. That's the problem. And so I just wanted to say I'm here and I'm new. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Adrian from San Diego. When I first got into Essanon, I was a super atheist, and I did not have an open mind. After attending some meetings, and of course, you know, I thought I knew it all. In a delusion that anything I could handle and fix all this stuff. But anyway, when I got into a meeting and realized how I wanted what a lot of these people had, but I had a big problem. I was such an atheist, and it sounded like this incredible religious program, and it really turned me off. But I kept coming because I saw people happy and laughing, and pretty soon I thought, well, I got so many friends, and even though they're really religious and they're all saying they're having all these incredible experiences with God or higher power and stuff, well, I'm pretty rule governed, so I thought, well, I can follow the little book that says do this and act as if. So I got out after a few weeks, started trying to pray, and I understood you could pray to anything. So I kind of put my own higher power together, like anything that's ever lived. There's like this energy mass, whatever. That was my thing. And so I started praying, and weird things, well, things started happening. You know, probably one of the most profound was I had this dog that was 14, and he was a real proud border collie, and he was getting sick. It always makes me emotional. And I said, God, please don't let this dog have a long, horrible death and suffer from it. Not too much longer, he was sound asleep, passed away beside my bed, you know, happy puppy. So, okay, so that went on. So then later on, I'm praying over my husband, because I was starting to get some action here. My husband, who, he too was an atheist, and he was agnostic, and he spent his entire essay time trying to argue that there is no God. And I said, God, please let him just get over this. And sure enough, he finds a way, and he finds a higher power and ended up getting sober. And so we did and went on. So anyway, thank you.
It's Julie. I totally forgot part the big point. The miracles that happen. My husband wasn't working a program. He came with me to this convention, and it's a miracle.
Hi, I'm also Adrian. I'm Adrian from Chico. I really thought I was working a great program. I had been in Al-Anon for many years, and but it wasn't until discovery that I was really on my knees. And I've been in the program now 4 years and have a great sponsor. I have to say, though, that the first year I had to really confront my own belief that I didn't believe I had, that sex was the most important sign of love, and to really deepen my understanding of that kind of slogan or phrase was an eye-opening experience, a mind-opening experience, and also has led me to my own recovery and fully accepting that this problem has been with me way before I knew my husband. That commitment to self-discovery has been more valuable than anything else. And I'm really grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be in this room with you all, even though I'm a little bit overwhelmed by this in-person experience. I've been doing Zoom meetings, so it's like, wow, there's all of you are really here. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan from San Juan, Puerto Rico. I've traveled a distance, and the travel gods were not on my side when I was traveling, so it took me 2 days to get here. In any case, I'm delighted to be here, and I also came into Essanon through the back door of Al-Anon. I came to my first Essanon meeting in 2010, and there was only one meeting where I was living, and it was a room full of people of a different gender than I am. And I had a really, really hard time fitting in. I kept my Al-Anon program very strong the whole time, but I had a hard time getting an Al-Anon program until 2.5 years ago. I had my most recent discovery, and I was morally and emotionally bankrupted by it. And I prayed and got a hold of the Al-Anon office, and I think it was a text message or something. But anyway, I immediately got an email reply from the Al-Anon office. And on the list of people to call was a male name that said, "Welcome, newcomers." And I thought, oh, boy, this might help. So I got a hold of him, and in fact, I learned that there is a blossoming group of men who are in need of this program as well. And happily, I've been able to settle in with those guys. What I have learned and what I have had my mind opened about is in an intimate relationship, I have needs, and that is absolutely stunning. What I knew is that other people needed things, that I could create needs for them, that I could fill their needs specifically, and that if I did all of those things, then somehow I would be happy. And what I learned is that only by filling my own needs can I ever be successful in an intimate relationship. And that is the biggest door that opened in my mind, and I am so glad to be here to sit with this group of folks and talk about needs. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. I think we have time for one more share. Okay. Maybe another.
Hi, everyone. My name is David from Minnesota. I just want to say thanks for everyone's shares today. It's been very enriching. And so I've been in Al-Anon for just over 6 months. I came to Al-Anon after I had to let go of a relationship that was in my life, someone that I cared about a lot. And going through that process, I tried to solve the pain with all of the, I guess, on the topic of keeping an open mind, with all the fixed ideas I had about what I needed. I needed to have the busiest social schedule. I needed to fling myself completely into my job. I needed to just pretty much run away from myself at any cost, just because I could not look at it in the face. Both just the pain, but also what I think I knew was a lot of my own shortcomings and character defects that had just, impacted that relationship. And I guess what I can say is that, you know, the gift of finally being unable to run any further from myself, the pain eventually just caught up with me and I couldn't run away from it anymore. I think that was really when I, hit my knees first in my mind, and then eventually I did physically hit my knees. And, I think that's when I really started to open up my mind, specifically around a higher power, and saying, you know, to a higher power, I have not been able to solve this. My pain, or just, you know, the way that this situation came to happen in my life, and making peace with it, making resolution with it. And I think it has been that experience of being in Al-Anon, building that relationship with a higher power, and just every day saying, I don't necessarily know what it is I need or how I need to move forward. But if I keep trying to build this relationship, if I keep working the steps, if I keep just trying every day, keep coming back, perhaps I can maybe live my way into the answer without even knowing it. So thank you.
We have time for one more share. No, we need to move.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Hi there. I'm Liz from Brea, nearby. Hi there. I've been in the program since February, I believe, and I've been married for 4 years, and so it was kind of a slow revealer as far as understanding what was going on. And so when I finally got it, it was like so devastating. And the hard part is I've been sober for 47 years, and my husband's been sober for 37 years. And it just, somebody said that if you throw a rock, you can find, in an AA meeting, you'll find them. And so I believe that. So for me, being open-minded is like I am, I think, for the first time, understanding that I need to work a strong program. It was easy for me to stay sober. I would go to Al-Anon, but this is, I think, much more deeper and richer than I ever thought that I would ever need. And my husband's willing to come. He came the first time with me as well, so to his own meeting. But it's a real eye-opener, but I think that it's going to help me in just about all areas of my life. I didn't realize I was a controller. I'm a real controller. And so that, I know I have to really turn over to my higher power. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Whenever I run a meeting, I like to end it the same way. And this is a we program. It's a we program. So what I'd like you to do is shout out one positive that you've gotten from this meeting. A positive. Shout it out.
Identification,
friendship,
needs,
laughter,
self-care,
honesty, the willingness to be willing,
open-minded,
topic,
courage,
awareness,
trust in higher power,
collaboration. Trust the process. That's going to be another meeting we're going to have in. What else?
How important is it?
Universality. Anyone else? Great.
Fellowship.
Okay. Pardon me? Recovering the feeling of joy. Okay, closing reminder. First of all, thank you all for participating. I really appreciate it, even though I had to pull your teeth to get you up here. This is an anonymous program. We ask all members to respect our anonymity. The stories you hear are told in confidence and should not be repeated outside the meeting, including to spouses or family members. They are told so that we might better understand this program and ourselves, and to give encouragement and help to the newcomer, so we may keep what we have been given. And let's go ahead and close with the Serenity Prayer, because I love that. Ready? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you very much for y'all being here. I appreciate it.